grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Goodness me, that is a great intro.
I love it, every time.
Chris Valley, welcome to the BFM studio.
Thank you, kia ora.
Now, if anyone out there from the K Road Business Association is listening, can you please confirm or deny whether tonight is late night shopping? Because Chris Valley might need to find some staff.
The news guy, I think it is, but I need some confirmation. But hey, let's just do it. Let's just do it.
Okay.
We're going to stay up until 7. Jono, if you're listening, stay up until 7. And do it again next week, right?
Okay.
Here we go. And in fact, tonight, because I'm pretty sure it is the case, so come on in. And there has been quite a few people up there on K-Road for the since the traffic light came in. You know, it's been quite good. And tomorrow, and Saturday, there's some performers going around K-Road with a Wheel of Fortune. The old click-clack wheel thing, you know the one.
Yes.
And so you find these people, and or you're lucky enough that they find you, and you spin the wheel and you get some vouchers, and you can redeem those vouchers at your favourite store, mm-hmm. which will just happen to be on K Road, and one of them will just happen to be the hemp store.
Nice.
So do that. That's tonight, or right now, and tomorrow and Saturday.
And another plug. That's happening, but the hemp store is open for Christmas shopping right through till the 24th of December.
Oh, yeah. We only close the old statutories, so yep. You know, open everything else. And, come on in. Actually, the old past Christmas is often pretty popular for us when people treat themselves.
Yes. Now, Chris, what is happening in the wonderful world of cannabis news? What do we need to know?
What you need to know, news of the week leading the news this week. This happened shortly after the show last week, and it's not really news of the week, but I thought I'd lead with it as news of the week. And that's that Chloe Swarbrick says Jacinda Ardern could have made a massive difference in the cannabis referendum. And of course, that ain't news to me, but it's on News Hub and a couple of other things as well. And so, yeah,
when you think about how close it was, if you've got someone in Jacinda's position saying, look, I think it's a good move, definitely a swing vote. There's no doubt about it, rather than just holding back. I mean, I can see the sense in, you know, like trying to be impartial on the decision, but I think at some point you've got to be able to advocate and see, like, look, there's a whole lot of social justice issues around this. We can use some common sense, and I can actually strongly advocate for an issue like this.
Right,
because
on,
you know,
mate,
that
you've,
she's
you've
coming.
Nailed it right there.
I feel like she is coming from that, you know, that corner, and rather than just, you know, sitting on the sideline is not the right position.
Well, I think the frustrating thing is that everyone knows that Jacinda Ardern wanted it to happen, you know, and in fact afterwards she said that she did vote yes, and the vote on the other referendum was not shrouded in secrecy, so it just seemed a bit strange. And you're right, this small thing could have made a difference. There's a bunch of things that could have made a difference, but that's probably one of the big ones when it did come down to just a small amount. And that's, of course, had this kind of long shadow over the year, but like COVID, the old zombie year that we've had as we get near the end of it. But the referendum certainly had a long shadow over cannabis reform here in New Zealand, where the government has sort of has bound itself really into doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is a government that came into power saying they would enact the Law Commission's recommendations of 2011. That's 10 years ago. Its 10-year anniversary was, I think, in June. And the Law Commission recommended, of course, legalising cannabis and having mandatory warnings. So not discretion, which is what the government's ended up doing.
Mm-hmm.
And discretion is probably better than it was, and arrests have certainly gone down, and they've continued to go down this year, which is a really good thing to see. But the inequity has gone up, the inequality, so the disparity between Māori and non-Māori has actually gone up since this discretion's come in. The regional disparities have gone up. Auckland is now 10 times as likely to be arrested for the same cannabis possession offence as if you're in Southland. And it's ageist as well. So these inequities have actually been exacerbated by
when you say ageist,
discretion.
Like more younger people are being charged or more older
yes,
people?
Yes, yeah. Younger people get charged with the possession type offences, and older people more likely to be charged with the growing type ones. Yeah, so, as I say, they've sort of bound themselves into this. But really, if we look around the world, which I like to do, of course, on these topics, and things have just carried on all the way. And in fact, this week in Switzerland, they started allowing cannabis to be sold in pharmacies. And in Malta, in the sunny Mediterranean, where we all want to dream that we might go one day, Malta is allowing, from this week, home growing, four plants. You might remember that number from our referendum.
Yes.
And also allowing clubs, the old social clubs. And in fact, that was the model we were pushing for, and I think that most people, or more people, would have voted for.
Four plants at home a sort of a club where you can hang out and meet like-minded people who enjoy the same sort of interests.
Yeah, I think the main thing with the club is you have a safe environment, people can kind of upskill and learn safer practices. They're not kind of on the streets sort of asking people like, hey buddy, and the club provides usually through having a communal grow and provides for those members. And you have rules like no hard drugs and things like that. So that's kind of a European model, and Malta is rather than just allowing it and tolerating it, Malta's proper law came into effect this week for their social clubs and four plants at home. And also this week, just to show you what could have been and what we got what could have been was in Malta, and what we got was Dr. Green, who you
has
might
run
remember.
Has run a social club of sorts, the Daiquiri, in New Lynn.
New Zealand's first cannabis social club, and had it at a variety of locations, and in fact ended up down in Wellington where he ran the couple there. And this one in Harnia Street, right by the Basin Reserve there, and very nice place. I went there many times myself whenever I visited Wellington. And all sorts of social activities there, like pool tables and TV screens, like you'd expect. No booze, and 700 members in a nice safe space. And the police, of course, heard about it and raided it. And I actually thought this was all done and dusted, but these court cases just carry on. So he's been sentenced to 9 months home detention, and DACTA is appealing. Was back in court this week appealing. There's a good story on Stuff. Cannabis Club campaigner challenges outdated weed offending sentence. And I've got
crazy.
To say, reading through the comments, there's people nominating him for a knighthood.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good campaign. New Zealander of the Year, perhaps?
Chris, just kind of... as an aside, are you a fan of playing pool? Having a bit a nice session and playing some pool?
It's not my thing,
not
maybe,
thing?
But I maybe it goes with drinking.
I don't know. In a past life, did a lot of playing pool, getting seshed up, and I think it's great. It's what a good combo. I was just thinking of the Daiquiri. You mentioned there's a pool table in there. I was like, actually, yes, that is something that I did love doing.
The old foosball is of course a coffee club, a coffee shop staple. It's
is
almost
it?
A defining feature of a Dutch coffee shop. Got to have the old
foosball.
Yeah, the foosball.
Okay.
Yeah, and the kind of air hockey thing is a close second.
Yeah, nice. What else has been happening in the news, mate?
This week we had also in the Herald this week, Mark Dye, who you might remember off the old TV, we mentioned him last week. Well, he had an opinion piece in the Herald saying, and I agree with this, that the emergence of flower finally, which his company Nubu have had approved, it's some flower from Australia.
Is it via the chemist?
And yes,
is this
you go
tea?
To your doctor.
This,
get it's a tea? CBD flower, this one. But the point is that it's the first bud, to make it through the scheme. And all the other applications, there's a huge list of them. If you look on the Ministry of Health's website, they've all been knocked back or permanently in limbo. And this one's made it through by declaring it as a tea rather than for inhalation or vaping. And they've been persuaded to accept a kind of higher microbe count that they weren't otherwise accepting.
Mm-hmm.
Not an unsafe level at all. It's just that, as I've mentioned before, the level the Ministry of Health here has settled on is
very
the toughest in the world.
Yeah.
And it basically requires everything to be irradiated if mm-hmm. it's going to be approved at all.
God.
So here we have this Nubu bud from Aussie.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing is it's the first, and it's going to change the conversation. It's going to mean that instead of these stories of patient benefit being something remote or something that you saw online on a YouTube or whatever, it'll be something direct where people right here, a bit like the first emergence of the oils changed the conversation. This is going to move it along again because mm-hmm. people will see people in their own family or neighbourhood or community, using cannabis flower and getting benefit from that.
Does a CBD bud still have like a similar aroma when it's...
Yeah, right on. And hemp does as well. Mm. Those terpenes are there, the crystals are there. And because CBD and THC itself don't have any aroma, by themselves.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's these terpenes that are there with it. They do occur in other herbs as well, mm-hmm. To various amounts, but cannabis has a lot. It's very fragrant and oily, and a lot of these terpenes, or some of them at least, have synergistic effects and even act on the endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why a lot of patients report getting a much better effect from things like flower, or certainly full spectrum oils, that have the full profile in there.
Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of what people want, I just thought I'd try and move this along to the quote of the year. And I thought this was great that this is made. The quote of the year, which is run by Massey University, and Stuff always run a story about it. And one of the finalists that you can go there and vote for. If you just Google quote of the year, you're going to get it. Does anyone know if the tinny house in Aro is open in level 4? And of course, that's what we all wanted to know.
Mm.
Maybe not that particular one, depends on where you live. But
yes.
Yeah,
I spent a New Year's camping at a tinny house in Mahia.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a friend's uncle who ran the tinny house, and it was awesome.
Wow. Okay.
It was awesome just to like check out the locals.
Behind the counter?
It didn't help out behind the counter, but just enjoyed the experience of, it's pretty chill. Mahia, it's like not a lot of people, so it was just kind of a very like laissez-faire tinny house, people coming and going and just... super chill, but it was nice. Just like quite fun, you know. I mean there's probably a wide spectrum of tinny houses, but the one in Mahia was super chill.
There's certainly some rough ones out there, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Chris, what else? Is there anything else in the news? Anything
boy
else?
What else? Well, we talked about the driving bill that last week, and of course another study has come out, this one from Australia again, another one.
Mm-hmm.
Roadside saliva tests are not a good indicator of how stoned the driver is.
Yes.
Well, there you go, yet another one confirming it. So I'm fairly hopeful, actually, well, slightly hopeful, in that bill did not make it through the Parliament's agenda before they finish this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been floating around the top. It could have been voted on at any time. I am quite worried about it, about how it doesn't actually correlate with impairment. And as we talked about last week, smoking a joint of hemp will make you fail that test.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? Clearly they've set the numbers wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopeful that it's delay or that it didn't get voted for. So we might get in for a bit of a rewrite or a review.
Yes.
Hopefully, we live in hope. And I'll certainly be getting in touch with the old Minister of Transport, Michael Wood, in the new year with a few suggestions there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And is that kind of, we're out of bed?
Mate, we're out of ideas. No, one last thing. Mm-hmm. One last thing is that Normal, along with a whole bunch of other organisations, Normal New Zealand here, 181 NGOs from around the world, 56 countries. Here it was Normal, the Hemp Foundation, the Drug Foundation, and the Medical Cannabis Council, and maybe even some more, have written to the UN Secretary General calling for transparency and accountability in their agency, the International Narcotics Control Board.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really holding things up, because we've had the WHO and other organisations in the UN advocate reform this year, which they've never done before, mm-hmm. like it's really moved on, and now we've got this roadblock with them. So that's the news from Normal, And wishing everyone a safe Christmas and New Year. Or am I back next week? Should I be a week early?
If you're around next week, you're welcome to come down. We're going to do one more show.
If you'll have me.
Yeah, totally, mate. Totally.
Okay.
And just to like tie everything up, Chris, I think we've got a tag. Is it tag?
Tig
has got some giveaways in the show this week. We've got 15 mils of Tiger Drops, which are a CBG hemp extract and full spectrum hemp terpene in MCT oil. If anyone out there is keen on that, give us a shout. Text number's 53095. We've got a giveaway here.
All right.
You can vouch for it, Chris Fowley?
No, I can't.
It's a holy oil. It's intended for anointing. Yeah,
that's right. It's just for anointing.
It's for anointing your favorite deity or relic or shrine in the house. It's not for consumption. It's not for consumption.
I know nothing.
You gotta like say it's a sacred thing. Okay. All right. Give us a shout. 53095.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.